everybody, and welcome to Artist Corner. Today I'm joined by two special guests, Masito Batsiar and Cristobal Enora. And together they worked on the Mokigen indie game called A Space for the Unbound, and they made music for it. So yeah, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. So what is the story behind how both of you guys were brought onto the game?
From me. Yeah. Back then, before we are working on A Space for the Unbound, me and Cristobal already working on a project called She and the Lightbearer. And Krista sings the theme song of the She and the Lightbearer. We also work with duo guitarist called Pathetic Experience, working on the guitar part of the music. And after that, I think I fallen in love with Krista songwriting and voice. So we decide to ask her again to make some soundtrack in the Space for the Unbound.
Yeah, your music in the game, by the way, is beautiful. So that was a very great decision. Did you guys know each other before working on the game together?
I guess not, because we met first through Mojiken. Before the She and the Lightbearer, Mojiken contacted me for one of my songs, Selfishness, for a Raven monologue. Do you remember, Masito?
Yeah.
But it was very a very short time, so we didn't get to know each other.
Do you guys get to hang out at all when you were working on the game together, or was it mostly just a work kind of deal?
Yeah. Sometimes Krista come to my studio and then bring food, and then we enjoy time together. Yeah, we also working on the not only game project but also different project, and I help Krista like taking voice for what? Oh, theme song orchestra?
What was it? The voiceover, you mean? Projects.
Yeah. We work several times with Krista after Space for the Unbound. But before that, I don't know Krista, but Krista have friend who work in Mojiken, Rena.
So my friends actually work in Mojiken, and then that is why they contacted me at the first time, and then we get to know each other.
Yeah.
Do you guys still hang out at all?
Oh, if I come to Surabaya, yeah. But now I live in Bandung.
Far away.
far away.
Also, sorry, by the way, about if I interrupt, because sometimes there's a delay, just to let you know.
Oh yeah, it's okay. Do you have plan to move to Surabaya? I think you buy house here. Recently.
Oh, I will move back.
Wow, that sounds great.
What's the food like where you guys live?
Sorry?
What's the food like over there?
Spicy, I guess. Very spicy and hot. So, yeah.
Yeah. Surabaya is very hot.
It's very spicy.
Food?
Yeah, the food. Extremely spicy.
Extremely spicy.
It might not be for me then.
But not only spicy, Surabaya known for their sea product, like shrimp, and you must try lontong balap and lontong kupang from Surabaya. It's actually made from a small mussel, clam, with lontong. That's very delicious. You must try if you come to Indonesia.
Is there a way to build up your spice tolerance? Do you just
yeah, I think we are the Surabayan people. We have spicy food tolerance a bit higher.
Yeah.
Because I need to work on mine.
Because every time we buy food from stall, from restaurant, they usually, their spice level is in the medium level or very high level. So we get used to that.
We get used to that. So if you want to buy, then you should say, please make it not spicy at all. Like level zero.
Not spicy means a bit spicy.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh boy. And definitely a good idea to have water next to you.
Yeah.
Do you both have a traditional background in music, such as getting lessons, or either of you self-taught?
For me, I had a piano course back when I was in elementary school, but then I got lazy to read music notations, and then I quit. And then I learned by myself after that.
Yeah, but I'm different with Krista. I'm purely self-taught, and I take inspiration from people who come to my studio. So, for example, when Krista playing piano, oh, that's how she play piano. Then I learn from that. Yeah, actually, I just recently learning piano when collaborating with many people. Before I have MIDI controller, but I rarely use it. I mostly do it with make MIDI with usually.
I saw you posted about getting a guitar a while ago too, Mastita.
This one?
Yeah.
Never touch it. I never touch it.
Wow.
I just bought that, post it, then bye bye.
I thought said you wanted to record with it.
Yeah. I really have to. I want to.
That's funny. Are there any other instruments that you guys play?
Pianika? Pianika, maracas, recorder.
Recorder, yeah. I play guitar a little bit. Very little. Yeah, I think for me it's only piano.
Me too.
Oh yeah, Mestito.
Yeah?
I wanted to ask, what do you enjoy most about the WaveStation and M1 plugins?
Actually, in the space for the M1, I found that M1 voice is very PlayStation like, because I find a preset that sounds very similar to Chrono Cross Bell. You know Chrono Cross?
Yeah.
There's a song called, I forgot the title, but it's played on the last boss battle after you complete 7 element or something. It's ding 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 ding. It sounds like that. And the bell voice from the M1 is very similar. Then I start using it for Space for the Unbound.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember listening to the soundtrack, and just I've used those plugins myself, and so sometimes I listen to it, and even if I don't hear a specific preset that I've heard from it, I can kind of tell, you know, the sound of it.
Yeah.
It's very unique.
Yeah, it's very unique. It got retro quality, I think.
Yeah.
And I mainly like the VST that have sound like retro or 80s or 90s. Yeah. But yeah, I'm very weak in modern sound design. I don't understand dubstep or anything like that.
I also wanted to ask, do you guys do any of your own sound design for synths? Do you do patches or anything like that?
No. I mostly just modify existing preset.
Same.
Yeah.
What games did you guys grow up playing?
You Roller first Coaster start. Tycoon.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Roller Coaster Tycoon, Zoo Tycoon, Hotel Giant, The Sims. That kind of games, yeah. I really like, you know, playing God.
I remember reading in an interview you did, Cristobal, where you said that the Sims 3 soundtrack was stuck in your head.
Yes, yes, definitely. Until now, actually, I still listen to The Sims.
That's awesome. I gotta listen to it.
I grew up playing a lot of games, many genre, like RTS, Red Alert 2. You know that?
Wait, sorry, what is it?
Command and Conquer Red Alert 2. Red Alert.
I don't think I've heard of it.
Oh, that's very, very old RTS, yeah. I also play StarCraft.
Oh, nice. I've heard of that one.
Yeah. And then I also play farm sim game like Harvest Moon.
Yay!
Have you ever played Stardew Valley?
Not yet. I just try playing Stardew Valley on my friend's Nintendo Switch. And then, because I don't have the console, so I just try it a bit. It's very interesting. Yeah. It feels like combining farm sim, crafting, and adventuring bit the dungeon. It's very unique.
And there's a story.
Yeah. Yeah, because I like farm sim that have that similar vibe, like Rune Factory. You know Rune Factory?
I've never heard of that.
No.
Oh yeah. It's already Rune Factory is released by same company that make Harvest Moon. But they add fighting in the game. So it
it's similar,
It's very similar with Stardew Valley, but without crafting.
Yeah, because Stardew Valley got inspired by Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
Quite similar.
And then I also play a lot of RPG, like many people. Final Fantasy, Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross. Yeah.
I still gotta play the Chrono Trigger games.
Yeah. I just play Chrono Trigger recently when I'm working on Space for the Unbound. Back then when I'm children, I only finished Chrono Cross. But I've never finished the Chrono Trigger. I played until I go to the last dungeon, and then I forgot to finish it. Then the file is deleted from my phone.
No. That sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah, did you have backup saves back then?
No, because it's in my old phones. I already changed my phone.
No way.
Dang.
It's gone forever.
That's gotta suck, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask which games in particular inspired your music for A Space for the Unbound?
I think mostly I take inspiration from what game I play when I'm creating the music, or by request of Mojigen friend. For example, like in the theme of the cafe in the Space for the Unbound, it's taking experience from Kroncong music. But for game, I think I don't know. I don't think I take inspiration from any game.
Yeah, because I remember when Magican contacted me, it was the songs have to be based on five characters. Isn't that right, Masito?
Yeah, that's right.
The characters from the Space for the Unbound. So each of the song has different influence. It yeah. depends on the character. For example, if who's the name of the popular girl?
Lulu.
For Lulu's theme, it was inspired from the, you know, the sound of It Girl, and then we wanted to make it sound like Maria Takeuchi's Japanese musician. The song is called Plastic Love.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I know.
Right? Yeah. So we tried to make it sound like that. But another characters we try to compose based on the characters of itself, yeah.
Did you guys ever get inspired from the locations of the game too?
Yeah, I think because most of the game happens in the in Indonesia, I take a lot of inspiration from Indonesian traditional music, like and in the Lulu Space Dive, I take inspiration from gamelan music. Yeah. And there's a certain side quest that you're helping a street musician to perform. The song is taking inspiration from Indonesian traditional song called Campur Sari.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you spell that song?
Campur Sari. Campur Sari.
Cool. I'm gonna look that up later.
Yeah.
Or just find Didi Kempot. Didikempot. Didi Kempot. He's very famous. He's very famous musician.
I'm excited to listen to him.
Yeah. Let me write in the message. Didi Kempot.
I also put that in the in the comments for anyone else who wants to listen. Thank you.
Okay.
How do you write better or catchier melodies?
For me, I usually try to hum it several hours after I created the melody. If I cannot remember it, so it might not be catchy at all, I guess.
Yeah, I'm similar with Krista, but I have like formula to write a catchy melody. So imagine that every melody have question and answer part. Like, for example, Lulu's theme. Na 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 na. That's the question part, and na 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 na, that's the answer. And then the rest is more explaining the answer further. Na 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 na. I process the melody writing like that. There must be question answer.
Is that, do you do something similar to that when it comes to, I mean, is that kind of how you figure out the overall structure of the song?
That's correct.
Whoa, that's really cool. I'm going to start thinking of that when I write my own melodies now.
I hope that helps. And then I make the song into two parts. Like writing pop music, there's a first part and then a chorus part. So almost every soundtrack I read always have A part and B part minimum.
And then do you change
additional C?
Yeah. Do you change the structure of that as you write the song?
That depends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lately, I find that the two parts structure is I overused it, so I'm trying to figure out how to not writing like this again. That's very hard.
Yeah. What's the longest song you've ever written?
What song? Sorry?
The longest song you've ever written?
Yeah,
in the Space for the Unknown, I think the school theme. School theme. That's the longest song, I think. And the Raya Last Boss Battle theme.
Those are bangers.
Oh, thank you.
When it comes to writing with song structure, can I ask, do you have any advice for if you don't know what to do for a certain part of a song and you're feeling a little stuck? How do you make the first part fit well with the rest of the song, if that makes sense?
Krista, maybe?
Oh, okay. I usually do, I have two methods in writing songs. Usually I start with the lyrics and then the music, or I start with the music first. Sometimes if I use the music first, it will be easier for me, because later I can write sentences that fit the syllables. So when there's a part missing, I can try to put like a chord or some chords between, and then I can test using several types of lyrics, like several types of melodies, and then I'll give it a listen to my friends, and then they will, you know, sometimes because we are very subjective, we cannot decide which one will be catchier, will be easier to listen to. So I'll have my friends to score, like using this melody, it will be mysterious, or using that melody, it will be fun to listen to. And then after that, I'll decide which one that I. But having options, I think it's very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Me too. I usually just write what I can think of. I just write it, and then in the rest, I will let the rest of the team decide.
So the
second option is very helping.
Yeah.
Whether music related or not, what would you tell your past self that you wish you would have known about before?
I wish I know Bitcoin will rise.
For me, it's I would like to tell my younger self, do not try to please everyone. That is very hard, especially in creating, like creating art and designs, because we want our works to be accepted, and sometimes it's losing our identity, and sometimes it's getting frustrating for artists, for creators, because they kept thinking that, oh, will people like my stuff and so on. Yeah, so yeah, do not try to please everyone, I think.
yeah that's something I think about too. I mean, I don't know if it's selfish, but for the most part, I make music, and I mean, I make stuff for myself. I don't know, sometimes I do worry about that stuff. Even now, while we're doing this podcast, I worry that people aren't going to like it. But that really inspires me, and I'm going to think about that.
Yeah. I think just don't think about it. Just do it, and then let people judge what you do, because there's a thing that we can control and the thing we cannot control. We can control the for example we can control the material of this podcast or our songwriting or whatever, but we cannot control about what people will comment about our music or anything or podcast or anything, and then we should only focus on the thing that we can control. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Wow.
That will make you less overthinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think overthinking is my middle name.
Same here.
It's okay. Me too. Usually when I create a track, I made 3 or 4 or 5 revision, but I've never tell the team. I just create. Let's say I made a chord progression. Ah, this is bad. Delete and then get from start over.
Yeah, I've done that too. There's times where I've started something, I work on it for 2 hours, and then I think this is bad, and then I delete it.
I know, right?
Do you guys have any advice for music school students such as myself?
I think I need advice from music school students.
You know, I would kill to go to music school. I mean, it's amazing what you've experienced right now. I think maybe this is not an advice, but if you feel stuck someday, you have to know that you always have music.
Yeah, that is good advice. Yeah.
But sorry, can we ask questions to you?
Yeah,
in this podcast.
Feel free. Yeah. So basically, even though this is called an interview podcast, I think it's kind of a hybrid, so it doesn't really matter.
Because there's something that we might want to know, because you are a music student. What do you feel about working in music and study music at the same time? Like, have you had your burnout? Or, I don't know.
I mean, I've been asked this from my friends too, because my friends comment that I make music consistently. I don't know if you guys have seen any of my stuff at all, but I mean, there are times where I've gotten burnt out, but then I think it's the willpower that kind of overcomes that for me, because I love music so much, and it's the one thing that I've always wanted to do, that overcomes any kind of doubt.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's great.
That's great.
Thank you.
I wish I have that kind of energy too.
Yeah.
I think you guys are killing it though. I love your guys' music.
Me too. I think you are working on music in very fast pace, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you just released 36 track in this year or more. Yeah, honestly, I cannot do that quick. Yeah,
you have three albums, Nolan.
I'm having fun. I don't know. I mean, are you guys familiar with Louis Zong?
Louis Zong?
Yeah, he's a musician online. I would say he's a big inspiration for why I also write music quickly, because seeing someone else be able to write music quickly but also with good quality really inspires me.
Yeah. It needs a lot of practice and effort to balance between speed and quality.
Yeah.
It's true.
And I think a lot of active listening too, just actively listening to a lot of different kinds of music. What kind of music do you guys listen to?
For me, it's 70s, like the Carpenters, Electric Light Orchestra,
Oh.
70s rock, yeah, progressive rock. Yay,
ELO is one of my favorite bands.
love it.
I usually li listen to the song from Vocaloid producer, like yeah, Sasakure UK or yeah, Yunosuke and Snail House
Oh, nice.
also. Yeah, some of Space for the Unbound track takes inspiration from Snail House sound design. I love his chiptune like lead, I think. Then I also listen to the Japanese Celtic folk band like Jon Jon Festival and I forgot its name. Yeah, kind of that. I also listen to anime songs.
Which
Yeah.
anime?
Recently, I listened to the Lisa new song for Nier Automata anime.
Oh, nice. I haven't played those games. I should,
I
though.
haven't. I should play that game too, because the story is very deep and depressing.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. I don't know if you guys do this, but I found that I listen to game soundtracks more than I actually play the games.
Could you listen it to sleep?
No, just I don't listen to music when I sleep. I mean, just throughout the day.
I usually do that if I need inspiration.
You guys listen to music when you sleep?
For me sometimes because it's very quiet.
How are you guys doing?
We're enjoying it. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah,
Yay.
me too. But I think I'm happy because I have a lot of project to work on, but I'm a bit overwhelmed by the amount music and project I have to do. Yeah, it's happy and burnt out at the same time.
You got this.
Yeah, thank you. Not you too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I wish I can learn about your speed writing music. Yeah.
Do you improvise at all on piano?
No, I think. I barely can do chords, so I cannot improvise anything.
I would say
Yeah.
that's been a big help for my songwriting because I do a lot of improvisation and then I do improvisation and then I edit it into a song, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's helped me a lot.
Actually, I cannot play piano, so usually if I write songs, I record the chord part only, and then melody part in the different track. Then after that, doing a lot of quantization and editing. Yeah.
If it works, it works.
Yeah, if it
Yeah,
works, it works. Sometimes listener cannot differentiate is this part is playable by human or
Yeah,
just yeah, nonsense MIDI editing.
that's what we were
So
talking about earlier. Do you guys ever listen to music and notice when something's MIDI? Well, except for the obvious ones, I mean.
Sometimes I can tell, but sometimes I cannot. Just enjoying
I sometimes can notice, oh, this person using this kind of library sometimes.
it. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's also funny when you listen to the same style of music Because after a while, you can sometimes hear the same sounds used in different songs. And you go, oh, I recognize that.
Usually it's in the like lo-fi hip-hop song or retro wave song. They usually share a similar patch for the synth.
Are there any places you guys go to get samples if you do use samples?
I usually follow some website newsletter. Sometimes they give free sample from newsletter, so I just collect it.
Awesome.
Freebies,
You
freebies.
gotta send me those. I need free samples.
But
If you wouldn't mind.
I'd like to. I also bought Kashmir sample pack. It's very useful in every situation. Kashmir and Cymatics.
Yeah, one of my friends actually recommended to get Cymatics Origin, which is the, I don't know how to explain it. I think it's the cassette. It kind of makes it sound like a cassette.
It's
But
like a hip hop thing.
yeah, it's used in lo-fi hip hop. It's cool.
Recently, I also bought a hip hop sample pack from. Is it okay if I say Star or like that? From VST Buzz, VST BUZZ. They have great discount because the store is going to close soon. The website is going to close soon, so they put like
No,
90%
I
discount.
see. That's
Usually,
funny. Right.
I gather a lot of samples and library when there is discount season. So I rarely bought anything in full price, yeah.
Wow.
Cause yeah, because
Very expensive, man.
Indonesia currency is very weak, yeah. Everything in dollar is expensive for us.
Oh, that sucks.
It's getting higher now. Whoa.
Really?
It's getting higher, currently $1 equal with 50,000 rupiah. 15,000 rupiah.
15, yeah, 15.
So
It used to be like 10,000, right? Back then.
it used to be 10,000. So
Whoa.
for example, for a comparison, you can buy almost a meal in Indonesia with only $1. So one meal equal to around 15,000 rupiah.
Thing.
That's yeah.
I've seen you post pictures on your story in Masito about food you get over there.
Foodie?
The food
Oh
that
yeah.
it looks pretty good sometimes.
Yeah. Actually, that's my girlfriend that brought me to a lot of place with Instagrammable food. I usually, but I'm different. I usually like to combine unusual food. I call that cursed food. So for example, like fried chicken with ice cream. It's usually people don't eat fried chicken and ice cream, so I combine it, and then people scolding me, don't waste food, don't waste food. But actually I eat them. I eat them. I don't waste any food.
I mean, it's not that crazy. I mean, over here, people eat fries with milkshakes.
As a sauce?
Oh, not the sauce, not the sauce. They just eat the fries and dip it in the milkshake.
Is that
Not everyone, but it is a thing in the US.
I have tried
Oh,
that
fries.
once. You must try it, Krista.
It good?
Huh? Is it
Is
good?
it
But
good?
Is it good? But it will make people around you watching you like with eyes like.
Okay, I'll try. I'll buy fries after this.
Yeah, let me know what you think. I need to try it. I haven't actually tried it myself. I don't know though.
Have you tried unusual food, Nolan?
What do you mean by unusual?
For example, like combining instant ramen with milk, or like
chocolate
fried rice with coffee or something like that.
I'm trying to think of the most unusual food I've had. I don't think I have.
That's great.
I should change that.
Don't try.
I used to think that pizza with pineapple
oh
will not be good, but turned out it's good.
It's good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm weird. I just don't like pineapple that much.
No way. Why is that?
I don't know.
Ah, there is a time that I went to a pizza shop with my friends, and they brought pineapple, and then they cut it in the shop and put onto the pizza for content.
Just for the content?
Yeah.
You know, pineapple, where I live in Hawaii, well, pineapples are known to be really good here. I don't know why exactly, but they are apparently. But I don't like pineapples, so.
It's okay if you don't like it, because, what kind of fruit do you like very much?
I really love Mexican food.
Mexican food?
Italian food.
Yeah. Like taco.
Oh yeah.
I've tried Mexican food. You know birria?
Wait, what is it?
Birria.
Birria.
People here call it birria.
Let me look it up.
B-I-R-R-A. Birria taco.
Oh.
Maybe I've had it.
It's a type of taco.
Yeah, it is.
Ah.
It is type of taco with lamb soup, I think.
Oh, I don't think I've had it.
It's very delicious.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys traveled to any other countries?
I have traveled to Arab to do Umrah.
Wait, what's that?
Yeah. It's Umrah. It's kind of Islamic ritual.
Interesting.
The food's there is very good.
I bet.
For me, I went to UK for a year for studying in Scotland. The food, they have this traditional food. It's called haggis. I think
haggis.
It's spelled haggis, like it's A-G-G-I-S.
Uh-huh.
It's the combination, the blend.
Ooh.
Of all of the things inside the stomach of the animal. but that's good. Well, it sounds gross, but it's actually good.
It is like
it looks pretty good.
Yeah. I think.
It looks good.
I see a picture of it with mashed potatoes.
Yes, that's the one. I guess.
So do you have plans to come to Indonesia, Nolan?
I really want to eventually. Yeah.
If you come by, just...
Yeah, I'll send you guys a message.
We can meet up.
That'd be awesome. I want to go and it'd be cool to learn a bit of the language too. I always love trying to learn languages when I go to different places.
Yeah, we can teach you that
Yeah, we can
language.
teach you that. Actually, our hometown, me and Krista hometown, is very famous for its bad words. We can teach you
Oh
that.
boy. Yeah. And then I'll come back here and then I'll say it and people around me won't know.
Spread it. Spread to everyone.
You're not wrong though. That's true. Very, very popular word.
Yeah, but actually we use that word in the day by day conversation, right? Like, apa kabar,
Yeah.
Rico? Like that.
Yeah. It's amazing that one word can mean
A lot
almost
of things.
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be used for saying hi, calling your name. It can be used for expressing anger, expressing sadness, almost everything actually. But the same word, the same that bad
The
word.
same word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Can I say that word in the
Yeah.
podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's jancuk.
Wait,
So,
how do
for
you say
example,
it?
if I meet Krista, I will say, "Halo, cuk."
Yeah,
Yeah,
the short one.
it's kind of greeting. Cuk is abbreviation from jancuk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, can you
So,
say it again?
jancuk, JANCUK, jancuk.
Jenko. Jencho.
Jancho.
Yeah,
Yeah. You almost got it.
Jencho.
Jancho.
Now I know the word. I should say it in school.
If you meet Indonesian in your country, say that. Jancho.
That's the first word I say to someone.
Yeah. Almost Indonesian know that word.
Hello,
Jancuk.
I'm gonna look that word up later and see.
Was thinking that maybe if you don't mind, we can ask you questions like that, like the previous one, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Can you share us like the way you do your work? How can you be very fast-paced musician? Like, I mean, it's amazing. Three albums in a year. That's crazy,
That's crazy.
Oh, thank you guys. I mean, can I think about it for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I
No worries.
wasn't
Yeah.
prepared to get interviewed.
It's just chatting. It's fine.
I mean, for me, I think it helps that I'm kind of obsessed with music. And to be honest, I think I use music as an outlet to express myself too. And there's a lot of things that I, or experiences that I have gone through that I don't know how to put into words. And writing music really helps me with kind of getting that emotion out there somehow and expressing
Yeah.
that. So it's kind of a need for me to keep writing music.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah, that's amazing.
Amazing.
It's very inspiring.
Yeah, it's really inspiring. Do you
Thank
doing music in a schedule like for example from Monday to Friday I've finished one music or something like that. Do you have target or
I don't have a specific schedule, but I do write a song. I try my best to make music every day, even if nothing works. So basically, I just tell myself, even if it doesn't work for 30 minutes, then I'm just going to keep writing something. Because eventually, I think over time, something good will come out of it if you just get through the bad stuff. I think at this point, I write a song almost every day.
I think I should copy that way because usually if I got stuck, I play game or get out from my office. So yeah, it makes me procrastinate, I think.
I think that's okay sometimes. I think I need to maybe balance my work a little bit more with resting.
Yeah.
Are there any games, multiplayer games you guys play? Maybe we can play sometime.
I play Honor of King mobile game. You know?
What's it called again?
Honor of King.
Mm.
It's like if you know Leech of Legend, but for mobile. Kind of League of Legend.
Mm. I haven't played a game like that before.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I try not to play League of Legends too because I've heard of how addicting
Yeah.
it is.
It's very addicting.
So I stay away from it.
For me, I
Because,
haven't. Oh, sorry.
it's okay.
No,
It's you. I
that's
have interest.
okay.
It's the delay.
Yeah, it's the delay.
No.
It's Chris. Kamu udah.
Okay.
It's yours.
I was just saying that I don't usually play multiplayer games. My current games that I play something like Sherlock Holmes, Agatha Christie. So, well, just recommend me any multiplayer game I would like to try.
I think we can all play Stardew Valley, actually. Wait.
Oh
Oh,
yeah,
that's a
sure.
good idea.
Stardew
Wait, wait,
Valley.
wait.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm gonna look up and see it. How many people? Yeah, I think it's four player co-op. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we can play. And you guys haven't tried it yet, right? Or I think Christabel, you have.
Yeah.
But Mastito
Yeah.
hasn't.
Oh no, I don't have it. Yeah, I'll buy it soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Everyone is recommending this game, yeah. I think, yeah, I must try it. Stardew Valley.
Yeah, it's made by one person too. He made all the music, the everything.
Really?
Yeah, he made everything.
Wow. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
That's another reason why it's gotten so
Yeah.
popular.
It's like Toby Fox, right?
Yeah.
Toby Fox and if you know Touhou, Zun.
Yeah, I haven't played any, but
Maybe I have a question.
yeah.
What genre that you are most can do good? And what gender that you don't really have expertise on it?
I think for me, I'm most experienced with ambient music.
Ambient music. Huh?
Ambient music, then I don't know how to explain it because I don't really think of genre too much. It's not, I don't, when I write a song, I don't go and think, oh, I want to make this style of music. I just kind of write and then it kind of happens.
How about you, Krista?
I think my safe space is piano, as you know, because I play piano only. But I would like to try other genres like metal, something like that. Yeah. But using piano, I think I can in any genre, but particularly I think ambient, yeah, can do ambient or sometimes classical, but modern classical like Yiruma.
Oh,
something like
Yuma.
that. I love him. Yeah, I love his music. And then piano-based band, something like that. Yeah. But I find it very difficult when I do like dubstep, R&B. It's very hard for me because maybe because I don't listen it very much, so it's hard to, the feeling. But I still like it though. Yeah.
Do you think you'd ever make a song in a genre that you don't have a lot of experience with?
Yeah, I think, but I really want to. Yeah, I really want to. It's just taking longer, I think. Yeah.
Maybe you can start with collaborating with other people that have expertise in that genre.
Yeah, I'll do that. Because I actually want to do it so much. I have collaborated with metalcore bands, death metal band. So and I found it's very interesting. Like it's new to me. Yeah. Next will be R&B.
Yeah, I'd be excited to hear that. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I've been thinking sometimes I think the start of the podcast is always the slowest for me because it takes me a little bit for me to warm up to people. And then near the end, I start to get more a little loose or in the middle.
Yeah, me too. I think for me the only barrier is kind of language. I really have to think extra to translate what in my head into Indonesian and then into English.
Yeah,
I should learn more about different language. Yeah. I should learn more about English.
you guys have been doing great.
Yeah, thank you.
But it's hard, yeah. The language is one of the barriers, yeah, because we have to double process it.
Yeah, we
So
have to double process
what we want to
it.
say, and then translate
Yeah.
it, yeah. But
I
it's been fun. I mean, great.
Yeah, I'm glad. I
I'm glad.
haven't had that much experience with learning another language. I mean, I mentioned before I do try to learn a language when I travel, but I haven't gotten far enough to where I can have a conversation.
Yeah, I
Sometimes I
like
forget how to speak
the
English.
conversation.
Yeah, usually we are very familiar in with English, but in written form, to talk is different, different skill set, I think. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true.
Have you guys used Duolingo?
Ah,
Yeah.
yeah. I do
Non-sponsored.
Duolingo for Japanese course, I think.
How's that going?
Japanese. Nihongo.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's already around 200 days ongoing.
Nice. That
Wow.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You mean in a row?
But I'm not really ready to speak with a real Japanese person, I think.
I don't
That's
know
amazing.
if there might be ways to do that online where you can meet up with someone and just talk to them.
My friend said he met a lot of people from different country from Discord, yeah. Usually they a Discord channel with a lot of musicians and from different country. Then yeah, sometimes they speak with a different language than English.
Yeah, Discord is a good place for
Yeah, Discord
meeting
is a good
people.
place. Do you learn using the AW from your school or self-taught?
I'm self-taught for the most part.
Yeah.
The only
it's really
lessons...
similar with music school in Indonesia. Yeah. Usually they teach about notation and classical music, but rarely teaching about the AW.
Yeah, the only lessons I've taken was to learn how to read sheet music, and I'm still not that great at it.
Me too.
I can't sight read. Can you sight read at all, Christabel?
Yeah, I think I still can do it, but well, not that fast. I used to be fast when I was in elementary school, a long time ago. But now,
that's
no.
That's a lie.
No,
it's true. I just being humble.
Krista is trying to be humble. Yeah. When she come to my studio and she find melody or something to sing, she write in a paper, da, 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 and then she sing it. She can read from handwriting.
It was
awesome.
It was only like a small melodies, but if we do the sight reading for piano, right hand and the left hand, oh, my brain bursting out.
Oh, is it more complex than that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the music notation, like the circles, and a lot of circles, black circles.
Yeah.
Black circle. Yeah, right.
Music has a lot of circles in it. I just realized. Circle of fifths.
Yeah. Circle of fifths.
Yes. Totally.
Do both of you guys know music theory at all?
I learned a bit. A little.
Yeah, a bit. I still have several memories from the piano course. Just memories. But I still like to read about the music theory because it's still interesting.
Yeah.
Cognition. Yeah.
Yeah. And the cool thing too is that you don't even necessarily need to know music theory to make good music.
Yeah, that's right. For me, it's like having different color palette. If you know a lot of theory, you can express like, let's say, mystery sounding or anxiety sounding with certain chord or progression.
Yeah.
And you can do a lot of variation in your music. For example, you can switch between scale or moods. Yeah. People in Indonesia say that chord mirroring. But it's in English.
What is mirroring? Yeah. Wait, I look it up.
Chord.
Oh, crooked. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like crooked house.
Yeah. Because when you play the chord, it makes your head tilting. Yeah.
It's weird, but it's true.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term.
Chord mirroring.
It's just the Indonesian word, you know. It's just a place from the Indonesian language.
It makes sense.
I think
maybe because
I think everyone who make music from beginning don't have to learn about music theory, but because it will make them scared and makes them doubting about himself. Oh, if I do this chord, it will be wrong with this theory or do something. Just do it. Then if you bored with your music and wanting different sound or voice, learn music theory.
I think in my opinion, it doesn't really hurt to learn it. Because even if you don't use it necessarily, it's still a tool that you have. And you can use it if you run into a tricky situation.
It's totally useful. Do you guys still sometimes when you listen to a song and then you still look for the chords, apart from creating your own song, you still do that? Yeah.
Oh, do I play by ear?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love doing
Yay.
What about you guys? Yeah,
Okay.
me too. Do you guys transpose your music at all into other keys?
Let me know. I can't because in the piano there's no transpose. But if I use the keyboard, then I'm happy. I can transpose
You mean
it.
with the button?
The button, yeah. For acoustic piano, though.
Yeah.
It cannot be transposed, so.
Well, you can, but it's harder.
Yeah. Too much effort.
Yeah. I only do it sometimes if the song is simple, but then when the songs get more complicated, it's hard.
I'm doing transpose for creative purpose. For example, sometimes there's a certain song in Space for the Unbound that getting that edited to be slowed or pitched down. Yeah, that kind of transpose, I think.
Oh yeah.
But for usual songwriting, I only do transpose or changing scale when I want to show off.
And it works when you do. Actually, that reminds me, I think in it's called the song called School Life. I think you
Yay.
transposed it from C to D.
Yeah, I actually that's when I learning about transposing music, but I didn't learn about how to revert that back to original key. So I just transpose it, then the key will rotate itself to the starting position.
I think that works for video game music.
Yeah. Sometimes when I learn about new music theory from the internet, I want to use that immediately to the music that I made. School Life is the one of example of it.
Sorry, I was going to ask a bit ago. Speaking of game music, if there's, do you guys ever run into a situation where it might be tricky to figure out how to get the song to loop?
Yeah, School Life is the one of example of that. Usually, I have several tricks to make the songs loop perfectly. For example, you can maintain the energy of the song. For example, in the intro part, don't put every instrument. Make it silence, yeah, with minimal instrument. Then increase it step by step in the first part, chorus part, and then reduce it again. So you reduce the energy again. Now, when the energy level in the outro part and the intro part is similar, usually it will loop seamlessly.
Thing.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I'm gonna steal that trick.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have any plugin or VST that you often use in your music creation?
Oh, yeah. So I think my favorites would be Omnisphere,
Omnisphere,
Korg M1, and Wave
Korg
Station.
M1. Okay. I also love the Son of Omnisphere, but I didn't buy it because it's expensive. Yeah. I'm using Contact.
Oh yeah, I have that too.
Contact.
Yeah.
And Mas Dito, the one that you showed me in the studio, what was it? The orchestra, BBC?
BBC Symphonic Orchestra?
I've heard
Oh,
of
yeah,
that.
the yeah.
I love it.
That sounds good. The freebies is already sounds good. Yeah.
Ooh, bundle,
Yeah.
yeah. We have bundle.
They have free series called Blueprint series, I think. It's free.
Yes, Blueprint Collection, yeah.
Blueprint Collection.
And they're having a
Yep.
lot of sales.
Yeah, they're having a lot of sales. Actually, I love the sound of their upright piano.
Ooh.
Oh.
They have a lot of piano sounds.
Yeah.
They have recorder as well.
Definitely gonna look at that. I was also gonna say, I also use Keyscape.
Ah, Keyscape.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I
There
love
there's a lot
Keyscape.
of piano and things
Yeah, there's
with on
piano,
Keyscape.
there's
Yeah.
electric keyboards,
Electric
there's.
keyboards.
Ooh,
Yeah, and
Keyscape.
it sounds very good.
Yeah, it does.
And how about mixing plugin? Are you using kind of a channel strip or a compressor
I'm only using,
equalizer?
for mixing, I'm only using digital.
I mean
So,
plugin, not hardware.
oh, yeah.
Mixing plugin. Do you have any favorite plugin?
For compressor, I just use the stock plugin. Because I'm not that good at compression. And then I also use the stock EQ. And for other mixing, have you ever heard of RC20?
From Excellent Studio,
Yeah.
Excellent Audio. Yeah. I
Yeah.
use that too
Yeah,
for
that's good.
lo-fi music. Yeah. Sounds good.
I use that. And then there's another plugin that I've started using recently called Soothe. Too.
Suits too.
Yeah.
I'm using that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It can make harsh sound become smooth.
can I ask
Instantly.
you later how to use it better? Because I'm not that good at it.
I usually use default preset and then leave it.
That's
That's
it.
it. Default preset, then
That's what
leave
I've
it.
been doing.
The plugin is too good, I think. You don't have to mess with the setting.
Yeah.
It's already sounds good from the factory.
It's cool that you can listen to the frequency too. You can separate it.
You can? Oh, I
Yeah.
don't know.
If you right click on the dot where the
Huh?
EQ band is, you can listen to it. It can isolate the frequency.
That's great. I will try that later. Thank you,
New
Nolan.
trick.
New trick. How long have you run this content,
For a
this
year.
interview? 4 years?
For 1 year.
Wow.
Oh,
For
a
1 years.
year,
For a year. That's
It's
amazing.
amazing.
Thank you. I've had a lot of fun, and I've made a lot of new friends from it.
Yeah.
It's great that you're still doing it consistently. It's hard. I mean, amazing.
Thank you. I think I do overthink too much sometimes. I don't
It's
know.
okay. It's all right. Me too.
Yeah.
Us. Three of us.
It's crazy.
We all have overthink as our middle name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's also because we work on something artsy, like because
Creative industry,
yes.
yeah. Because creative industry is about guessing what people need, and that makes us doubting our guess.
Yeah.
You also have to think and a lot in order to make something.
We have to think a lot in order to make some things. I think, yeah.
Well, sometimes
and that
it's
makes
good.
Us three overthink.
The three overthinkers.
The three overthinkers.
We started a band, that would be the name.
Yeah. That would be a really good band name.
Yeah. And then the music can be really complicated because we're thinking really hard.
Oh,
and changing genre for every part.
We can do math core. 5, 7, 13. Yeah. But it's like, you know, it's like a duality. Sometimes I overthink too much, but then my other self doesn't want it to be like that. Just don't think about it. But then the other self is like, no, you have to.
I relate to that. For me, it feels like there's two parts of myself that are constantly fighting each other.
Yeah. But maybe that was said something that makes us keep creating, right? I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
Because
yeah,
if we know what people want, it's not curious. You know, we don't feel curious anymore about it. So it's like lack of challenge. I don't know. Maybe.
I agree.
Yeah, I think rethinking about what we do first is good, as long as it's not overthinking. I mean, when we rethink about what we create, we can explore new things. Like, there is a progression that I haven't used at all, or there is a melody that good, but I haven't used that, or plugin or whatever. Yeah. Overthink a bit is good, but if too much, don't.
Not good.
Yeah.
Just curious. Have you guys ever done something like this? So you were about to release your song, about to. So it's not released yet. But then maybe a day or 2 days before you submit it to the aggregator, you feel that it's not good enough, and then you pull it back. Have you done it?
I think I have in the past. I don't do it anymore.
That's great.
But when I started out, yeah.
Yeah. I did it too, because back then, yeah.
I did that after the song released, actually. So
what?
After the soundtrack of Space for the Unbound released, I released on all the track, and then I should have do this better, and then ya udahlah. I mean ya udahlah is Indonesian expression, like we cannot do anything about that. Just
let it go.
Ya sudahlah, let it go. we can always learn about our past mistake and do better in the next release.
Yeah.
Yay.
There's a saying that I always keep for myself. Finish is better than perfect.
True. That's true.
Very true.
Totally agree with that.
I think it's good to be able to look at a bunch of art you made and think there's some bad stuff, but at least I made it.
Yeah.
I think everyone has bad art, even when they're professionals.
I think,
but then there's a lot of good art.
The difference between professional and non-professional is only the professional have more experience and more professionalism, I think. Yeah, like schedule or something like that. Everyone can do bad art and good art. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool because, I mean, like you said, anyone can do it. Everyone has phones nowadays.
Yeah.
You can download a free app and learn how to make music.
Yeah. I think nowadays the barrier and the entry barrier into learning music is very low. Yeah. Even you don't have a lot of money to buy DAW, you can buy, let's say, FL Studio Mobile. It's very cheap. It's only $3 or $10. Mm. Then you can create full track with it.
Yeah.
Or GarageBand.
Actually, or GarageBand.
Yes.
But iPhone is expensive.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really helpful. Hmm. Even though we're not using DAW, like only a live recording of us playing guitar and singing, maybe, I don't know. I mean, it's also creating, like everyone can do it, yeah. And good and bad is very subjective.
Yeah.
Maybe we worry too much about what others think. That's the problem. That's my problem too.
That's one of mine.
Nowadays, I think learning music, creating music is easier than promoting our music or release.
Yeah. True.
Getting engagement is very hard.
True. Because everyone does it. Like, anyone can do it. So there are so many artworks, there's so many music published out there, and we have to compete.
We have to compete.
To gain the engagement. That's why there's a lot of artists that use gimmicks nowadays, because it's how they sell the music. Yeah. I think, I mean, it's not good or it's not bad. I mean, it's their way. It's amazing.
Yeah. So you both considering to do TikTok dance? to raise engagement.
You know what? I learned the bye 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 dance, the Deadpool dance.
How do you do it?
Oh my god, it's hard.
I feel left out when the conversation about TikTok comes up because I don't use it.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't usually use it. I have the account, but I don't use it because Instagram, I think it's enough. It's very communicative. Yeah. I don't think I need more information.
Yeah.
TikTok.
I get overwhelmed by all the information.
Yeah. Me too. Back then I installed TikTok, and then every day there's a drive inside me that say, hey, today you haven't made content, please do something stupid or something to post in TikTok. And I feel that that's bad for me. Then I delete the app. I'm not saying TikTok is bad. It's just not working for me.
True. Yeah. Very overwhelmed. Yeah, like what Nolan said before. it's getting too much information, and I don't know, sometimes the information is not correct at all, but
Yeah.
after we've seen it and then we, you know, we are influenced by it, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I tried. The only social media I use is Instagram and then Discord, if that counts.
Yeah.
And YouTube.
Discord is nice.
Obviously.
YouTube.
YouTube's
Discord,
the one.
Discord's great.
YouTube's the one I think is. I think YouTube is my favorite one, just because there's actually a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah, agree.
Agree.
I still watch music videos on YouTube. Like, there's so many things that are very useful in YouTube. Like the podcast as well, yeah.
Yeah. You can learn on YouTube.
I'm mainly using Facebook as social media. Because, a lot of my friends using that. And mostly, my Facebook account is only for shitposting. Don't find it.
I'm in your friend list on Facebook, yeah.
In every social media, I think.
Instagram, yeah.
Facebook, Twitter.
Twitter.
I think Facebook is not really good to promote your thing. It's only to connect with each other.
Yeah.
Connect with friends. But if you want to promote like music, podcasts, or whatever, Instagram is better, or X. Twitter.
I say Twitter. I'm not gonna
Twitter.
Call it the other.
Okay.
X.
X.
Yeah, it's funny what happened to that platform.
Yeah. I prefer to call it Twitter too. X.
Yeah.
I like X.
I think this might be a good time to wrap things up. Unless there's anything else you want to talk about on the podcast.
No, I think it's been great. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to this episode. You can find their work on Spotify, YouTube, I think basically everywhere where you can stream music. And you can play A Space for the Unbound, which is on Steam and Nintendo Switch. And I think it's also on Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically everywhere too.
Everywhere too.
Yay.
And yeah, thank you guys for joining me today. I had
thank
a lot
you,
of fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Or
bye
watching.
Bye.
We love you.